Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, 7-2. In the previous Mishnah, we had begun to discuss the lachmei toda, the breads that accompany the toda offering. There are four types of those. There are two other types of korbanos which have like a subset of those. I mean, there's one korban in the Chumash which has three out of the four types of breads that are listed as lachmei toda, and another korban that has two of the four types. So we're going to mention those now and how those essentially worked in terms of the measurements. The first of the two is what's referred to as the meluim. These are the meluim offerings that were offered during the 7-day inaugural period of the Mishkan back in the Midbar, and the time when Aaron and his sons were inaugurated as Kohanim. They're a special korbanos brought. It's like a one-time in history thing. But with those korbanos, there were three types of bread brought. Essentially, the same three types of bread that are the unleavened breads that are brought with the toda. And that was a one-time thing. And then there's a separate parsha, the parsha of the Nazir, which means a man or woman who commits becoming a Nazir, right? They avoid grape products, becoming exposed to tumas meis, corpse tuma, as well as cutting their hair. So at the end of that process, they bring korbanos, they become tahor, and they part of the offering includes two types of breads. Those are two of the types that come with the toda. It's really essentially the chalos matzah and the rakikin. So those two types of, the same as really the ma'afat tanur, the two types of voluntary mincha offerings that are baked in an oven, okay? So our Mishnah is going to talk about the ingredient, the measurements of those in terms of flour. Says the Mishnah, inside hameluim hayuban kematzah shibatoda. The meluim were the three types of breads that were brought with the unleavened bread of the toda offering, chalos, urakichin, uravucha. Namely, the chalos, those are the mixed with flour, mixed with oil and flour and baked. Rakikin, flour mixed with oil and baked, and then afterwards, oil put on. And ravucha, again, it's scalded with hot water first, and then it's baked and then fried. So we have all three types of unleavened bread, just like you have those three types of unleavened bread when it comes to the lachmei toda, so too did they have in the meluim. And the Hanazirus, when one completes his period of being a Nazir, Haisaba Shtei Yados Bamatza Shebatoda. The two of the types of the unleavened breads that came with the Toda come along with the Nazir, namely Chalos Urakikim, the Chalos, the baked loaves, if you will, but again, it's like Sephardic matzah, so to speak, and Rakikim, the crackers like Ashkenazi matzah, essentially. The Ein Ba Ravucha, there was no Ravucha, no scalded offering that comes with the Nazir's offering. So Nimtu, now we're going to do the math, that you have Asara Kabin Yerushalmios, Shen Shisha Esronos Va'aduyan. When it comes to the three loaves that accompany the Meluim, that's really, the math is the same because it's exactly the same as the three loaves that accompany the unleavened loaves that accompany the toda. Namely, you have one eifa, which we said in midbar terms is 10 isronot divided into 30 loaves. Whereas according to the Yerushalmis, when they got a little bigger, so now you talk about each one works out to being instead of having 18 kav in the eifa, you now have 15 kav in the eifa, and if you have 15 kav for 30 loaves, it's half a kav each, like we said before. So the math is easy, but it's slightly more complicated when it comes to the Nazir. So it's just 2/3 of the recipe. So essentially it's 2/3 of the total amount of flour. So if we're talking in terms of kavin, Yerushalmi kavin, so instead of having 15, what you get for all three, you're having 2/3 of that, so you have 2/3 of 15, which is 10. So in other words, you have asara kavin, Yerushalmim, Yerushalmios. You have 10 kav of the Yerushalmi variety to make the two types for the Nazir. Shehen shisha esronos va'aduyan, which is 6 2/3 of isronos to make the recipe for these two types of breads that come with the Nazir. So let's just work out the math on that for a second. Essentially, we said that to make for the lachmei toda, you have three types of unleavened breads, and you dedicate one eifa, which is 10 isronos, to make those three types. If you're only making two out of three, so you have 2/3 of the 10 isronos, 2/3 of 10 is 6 2/3. That's what it says here. Basically means it's 3 1/3 for each of the two types. And the Mishnah here refers to essentially 3 1/3 would be 3 va'od, 3 and a bit. And since if you have 6 2/3 is double that amount, double the third remainder also. So it's 2/3. It's like not just va'od, but like va'od twice. And we essentially make up a Hebrew word, which is here, which is aduyan, which means like odes in the plural, va'ods, extra twice, meaning it's shehen shisha esronos. There are 6 va'aduyan and ode twice, 2/3 of an esron to make the recipe for the nazir. Says the Mishnah further, umekulan hayanotel echad ma'asara truma. Now, from each type of bread, meaning whether we're talking about the 4 lachmei todah or the 3 meluim or the 2 nazir, so you take one of each type as a truma, meaning it's like a korban, but the kohen's going to eat it. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol korban truma lashem. He'll offer one of each type as an offering, as a truma lashem, like truma, you know how to translate it, I don't know exactly, like a gift to Hashem, but like the same way truma is the portion that's elevated but given to the kohen, so to this truma is elevated essentially and given to the kohen to consume. Now we're going to darshan here, since it says echad mikol korban, one of each, so the Mishnah says echad shalitzol parus, so it has to be one whole loaf of each type and not like a broken loaf. So that means if hypothetically, you know, you have your 10 loaves, you shech the animal and everything, but then, you know, one of the loaves get broken, you can't give that broken one to the kohen, he has to get a whole complete loaf. And also it says mikol korban, from each offering, meaning essentially each type, shu kol korbanos shavin, which means each one is treated equally, b'shelo yitol mikorban lachavero. So that means you can't take one from the other, meaning, if they're, let's say we're talking about a todah, there are 4 different types of loaves. It can't be that the kohen says, you know what, I really like rakikin, I love the crackle and the crunch, and the chalitz I can do without, do me a favor, instead of giving me one of each type, give me 2 rakikin, and you can keep all 10 of the chalos to yourself. No, it has to be one of each of the 4 types. That's what it means here. Mikol korban, shiu kol ha-korbanos shavin, one of each equally, v'shelo yitol mikorban lachavero, you don't essentially sort of exchange one extra of one type and give it, the kohen gets one fewer of the other type. Says the Mishnah finally, the Pasuk says, Lakohen hazorek es adam hashlamim lo yiyeh, which means to the Kohen who offers the blood, it shall be to him, that's the one of each type of loaf, which teaches you that the Kohanim get one of each type for themselves to eat. They can be eaten like kind of like Truma, meaning it's the Kohanim have to eat it they eat it in Yerushalayim, it's them and their families, their households all eat it, but not the non-Kohanim, kind of like Truma, like the agricultural Truma. Bashar nechol abaylam. The other loaves of bread, meaning the other 9 of each type, go to the baylam, to the person who brought the korban, and they'll eat it themselves and their family, whether they're talking about Nazir who finished his procedure or the person who brought the todah. It'll be eaten again as kachim kalim, so it's eaten inside the walls of Yerushalayim, but tahara, but they can be eaten by anybody, kohen or non-kohen alike, whoever the baylam ever brought it, he can eat it whoever he wants. Just remember he has to eat it within the proper time frame.